him some praise. Aren't we glad to be here? Hallelujah. God is good. And God has a good message for us tonight. You may be seated. Our pastor and the team are in India, ministering powerfully the word of God, and we are here. And so I will not delay. We'll get right into the word. Let's pray. Father in heaven, we love you and thank you and we bless you. Father, our ears, we have ears to hear and hearts to receive everything that you desire to impart to us tonight. Father in heaven, we just invite you, Lord God, to root out, throw down, pull down, destroy, build, and to plant, oh God. Everything about our lives that is not of you, we just invite you, Lord God, to root it up. And Father, we invite you to enlarge our vision. And not just our vision, Lord God, but our determination to be part of the solution. Father, our commitment, we just invite you, Lord God, to just search all the inner regions of our hearts, oh God, and to give us a makeover if that's what's required to get us up and out into the mission field. Father in heaven, we just give you thanks and praise, Lord God, that you have blessed us with all manner of gifts and talents and skills. And Father, we just give them back to you. Help us, Lord God, to develop them so that we can reach the world for you. And we give you thanks and praise, and all God's people say it.
Amen.
Amen. Well, greetings tonight on behalf of my husband and myself. Today, we're going to be talking about creating a personal kingdom culture. Creating a personal kingdom culture. In today's world, we've been hearing a lot about the decline of the culture in this country, not adhering to the high moral standards that we used to have years ago. And our own pastor has been preaching for many weeks regarding the kingdom culture. And I'm just going to read some of my notes from this past Sunday, 9 a.m. service. We are on assignment in the kingdom of God, the rule of God operating through the believer. The whole kingdom is in you. We have been designated to represent God to a world that doesn't know him. Our mission is to establish God's kingdom everywhere we're sent and not to stop after being born again, for he has much more for us to do. Don't just get saved and satisfied. In Luke 19, Jesus tells us to occupy, advance and hold until he comes. There is no retirement in the kingdom. There is always more ground to take. In Psalm 2:8, it says, ask and I will give unto thee the heathen for thine inheritance and the uttermost parts of the earth for thy possession. We are not finished until the whole earth is covered. Adam was to take the culture of Eden, seeded from heaven and fill the earth. Earth was a copy of heaven, like man was a copy of God. Because of Adam's disobedience, Satan fills men's minds with a culture that is not of God. The church is the only entity capable of stopping it and shifting the culture. Take a sense of responsibility that God has passed on to you through ownership of the earth. So you are the ones who bind and loose. You are the ones that forbid and allow. Temptation, deception, and condemnation is what the devil uses to stop us from being what we should be and to keep us from occupying and advancing until Jesus comes. Amen. For some reason, God has made me that I just take profuse notes. And so, because I like to be able to recreate the moment. You know, it's one thing to get excited when pastor's preaching, but it's another thing to recreate that mindset and that intent so that you can really grab hold of that truth and apply it to your life. So, introducing the kingdom of God culture to a nation does not follow the world's pattern of invade and conquer. When we talk about introducing another kingdom, traditionally, according to history, when an invading kingdom came into the country, their intent was basically to destroy, to wipe out the men, and to take the women and the children for their personal use. There was definitely a hostile agenda which would bring fear and would end life as they knew it. But when we talk about bringing the kingdom of God to a country or to a community, we're coming with good news. Say good news. To bless the people and not to hurt them. To introduce a new way of thinking and living that will make life enormously better for them that they have never experienced. We are not coming to kill anybody, only that old nature, so that the real person hidden on the inside of them can come out of that prison and enjoy life more abundantly for real. We're not coming to spoil their goods, but to increase them. We're not coming to punish them as the hand of God on earth, but to proclaim God's love and mercy towards them. That they are free to leave the old life, just walk away, and come into a new family, into God's witness protection program. Except we're not hiding from the enemy. We're dominating him. As God's witnesses to the world, with our Heavenly Father protecting us every step of the way. And if by chance they violently oppose God's invitation and even choose to be a force for evil to do us harm, God Himself will execute vengeance on our behalf so that we can continue to love our neighbor and finish His work. So, when we talk about introducing a new culture, or in the case of this nation, resurrecting the best attributes of the old culture that used to characterize our nation, it can be a daunting endeavor. How do we affect the hearts and the minds and behaviors of millions of people here and abroad? What has to happen to convince them that God's way is the best way for mankind to live? As evidenced through the lives of believers in Jesus Christ, what is the best way to cause them to believe that there's a better life? That living according to God's wisdom, as revealed in His Word by the Holy Spirit, is the best way to move forward in life, to have good relationships, to get the best opportunities for education and employment, and to avert the evils of this world. And what can we do beyond talking about changing the culture to actually doing something about the culture? Well, that's what we'll cover today in the next few minutes. We'll take a small, bite-sized slice of the overall solution and let you chew on it for a while. And then we'll send you on your way to change the world. Amen. 2 Corinthians 3:2 says that we are living epistles read of men. Matthew 5:13 through 16 says that we are the light of the world and the salt of the earth, a city set on a hill so that all men can see our good works and glorify God. So it's only when we're shining Jesus, only when we're shining the Christ in you, the hope of glory, only when we're shining the kingdom of heaven's culture through our good works, only through us actually doing something, it's that others will see the God in us and be grateful to God that we showed up and made things better by introducing them to the kingdom and enthroning the king in their lives. When all hope is gone and God's power shows up and heals and delivers and restores and empowers them, then His glory will draw multitudes and the culture will be changed. When believers come around, things should get better. Loads should get lighter. The atmosphere should be charged with love and faith and life and hope. Our families and communities and cities and nations are not, if our families, communities, cities, and nations are not getting better, maybe we need to add some wood to our fire so that our flame can burn brighter, so that they can see us a bit more easier in the midst of the darkness that surrounds them. So I propose to you tonight to purpose in your hearts to create a personal kingdom culture that will act as a bonfire that can be seen for miles and that will glorify God and draw all men to Christ. Well, maybe not all men, but at least the people that are around you, at least your family, your community, the people you shop with, the people who attend the same events you attend to, the people you interact with every day, the people that are experiencing the same struggles that you used to experience before you came to know Christ. Actually, I'm not asking you to do anything novel or out of the ordinary for a person of faith. Just add a higher purpose to your relationship with God and your study of the scriptures. We must bring Christ to a lost and dying world. The Great Commission has not ceased. We still have that same assignment from God. We need to stir ourselves up and get back into the business of populating the kingdom of God. We must complete the circle. Time with God, then time in the world. Receiving revelation, then acting on the word. Praying and studying the word, and then going ye into